nem más, az vagy AC.
The Gemara says in Chulin Daf Tzadik Aleph that Kimotel Choron when Yankov Avinu reaches Choron, Omar he said, "Efshar Avarti Al Mokim Shespalu Avoyseh Vle Yispalalti." I was by the Mokim Amigdosh, where Avram Yitzot Yakedim, and I didn't daven there, and therefore Kadyoev Daite Lemed. When he wanted to return, he had Kfitzas Haderech, and he came back. The Chiddush tells us the obvious glaring question, Mikora Maksov L'Seif Maksov. How did he pass this very place? And he didn't daven. Right? People slept him and came to Sakdush and daven, Yankil Avinu, right? And he doesn't daven. At the end, suddenly he wants it. So the famous answer is brought from the Bulgaria Rav, the father of the present Belgian Rav. Very simple, beautiful answer. Based on the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Daled, the Gemara says Chotzev Alei Man De Matli BeBikso. Rashi says a bik. You're not supposed to daven in a unguarded place without walls. Says Rashi, why? Because Kishu BeMokim Stias Chala Olav Emas Hamelech. When you're placed as Tznua, the fear, the trepidation of the king is upon you. V'libo Yishper. You're not all over the place. Tosfos asked the obvious question, if a person is not allowed to daven in the wide, grand outdoors, you have to play daven in a place which is mugder. How does the pasuk say, Vayetze Yitzchak, Vosuach HaSodom? So there's two possible, there's many answers, but Tosfos gives the famous answer. Because where was Vayetze Yitzchak, Vosuach HaSodom, Vosuach HaSodom? The Gemara in Pesachim Tapicha says that it was where Yitzchak called the Beis Hamikdash that Abayis sold it. Asher al kein, since the place of the Beis Hamikdash is a place which naturally evokes fear and trepidation, as Yankov Avinu says in this week's parsha, Manuira Hamokim Azeh, right? Asher al kein in the Beis Hamikdash, the Reb Sachaber Belzer, the Belgrade's father, gave a different answer. That Yitzchak is different. But Yitzchak was the midah. Yitzchak personifies the trait of Pachad Yitzchak. So a person who is the Madrega of Yitzchak, who's overwhelmed with a Yira and a Pachad for the Rebbeinu Shalom, he could daven even in a Biko, and it won't affect the quality of his daven. What is the nafkamina between Tosfos and the Maridin Belz? According to the Maridin Belz, this is miyuchad, this is unique to Yankel, to Yitzchak of Yitzchak. Asher Alkein Meikora when Yankov Avinu passed the Mokim HaMikdash. He held like the Belzerov that my father Yitzchak could daven in a Bikur. I'm not on that Madrega, therefore he went on his merry way to Choron. But when he reached the gates of Choron, he says maybe the Pshat is like Tosfos, that in the Mokim HaMikdash anyone is entitled to daven in an open place because it naturally evokes Yira, and therefore he went back. Okay, fine. Kum Tois. It comes to very simple, that it now was Nisbarer to the way the Belgariah of teaches, now it was Nisbarer to Yankov that he should go back and daven. In other words, the heter to daven in the Mokim HaMikdash is not totally in the Gavra, in the person, in Yitzchak, it's totally in the Chefza, in the place, the Mokim HaMikdash. Over this Gufa, one can understand in two Mahalchim, two Ifan, the heter. Let's take the puzzle. Pasuk says, "Vayikas Yankov Mishnosoi Vayomer Ochin Yesh Hashem Mokim Azeh Avanichi Lo Yedot Vayira Vayomer Manira Mokim Azeh Ein Dekim Basically Kim Vizeh Shara Shum." Right. So the kashas are obvious here. Right. When it says Ochin Yesh Hashem BaMakim Azeh, there is godliness, there is holiness in this place. Right. I thought we have a principle that Leis Asar Poni Mine. The Malaychala Oritz Kavote. The Abishter is everywhere. So what do you mean that only Dafkin in this place? Ochen Yesh Hashem HaMokim Hazeh. And then number two, Yankovino says, V'anoichi lo yodoti. Says the Satmarov, asked the Devriel, many ask, what do you mean V'anoichi lo yodoti? You just told me, right, that you knew L'chatchila, that it's a Mokim Shespalu HaVaisen. When the Rambam says, we discussed the other week, in Hilchos Beis Sadechir, that the Akedah, the Chulu, took place in the Harabais. Everyone knew the place. Zichir Yankiv Avinu, Zichir knew the place of the Akedah of his father. What do you mean, Vanuichir Yadoti? What didn't you know? Number three. Now, Vayira, he can envelop with. Does Yankiv Avinu not have Yerushalayim everywhere he is? And moreover, one is bedakting. Initially, it says, Ochen Yesh, who's here? Havai, Yukevov, Kibimokevazim. And then he turns around and says, Ein Zekim, based Elikim. He starts up with Havai, and ends up with Elikim. Moreover, our Nachal is bedayik. What does it mean, Ein Zekim, based Elikim? He should have said, Ze based Elikim. Ein Zekim is l'chura, a lashon of hamotah. He's trying to minimize, when in fact he's trying to be magdil the greatness of this particular with Ein Zekim basically. To understand this, just put that in the back of your brain cells. Let's take another pulse in this week's parsha. I saw the Tengerub in the Sefer Chemet Shlomo brings an interesting word from the Sefer. On the Rashi teaches on the pulse Velikei Yitzchok. Says Rashi, "Shaloi matzinu b'mikra sheyichav Hakadosh Baruch Hu shmoi al tzadikim b'chayim." The Eibush does not attach his name to tzadikim in their lifetime. And kan yichet shmoi al Yitzchok. Here, the Eibush says Elikei Yitzchok. L'visha ko eino. He was blind. He was like, you know, the kalua b'bayis. He's house bound, imprisoned in his house, right? Right, how do you kimes and assume it's choshev kimes and the yetzahara? He had no yetzahara. Now, if you just read this Rashi, which is the ikur vort? Why could the Eibush to be miyachid shmoyim called alikei Yitzchok even during the lifetime when Yitzchok is alive physically in this world? But because he's blind, right? Rachman al Islam, yeah, and he has the yetzahara. The fact that he's kalua babayis, that he is imprisoned, he's housebound in his house, the chur is peripheral to the major issue. Number one. Number two, there medayik, Chazal tell us elsewhere that kivan she'ovru roiv shenui social odom v'lechotam, when the majority of a person's lifespan has already passed and he hasn't sinned, bi'adua sholi yechtoi, then you know, you can rest assured that he won't sin. That's why he's a Chazal. My dear sweet holy friend, this kasha you could have asked before I ever came into this world.
Yeah.
Okay, ask it. Fine. Yeah. Ask a competent Orthodox. But that's what Chazal say, right? That when the majority of a person's lifespan has passed and he hasn't sinned, be a doer. I want to ask you, how old was Yankiv Avinu when he received the brachos?
63.
I know from the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin. And how old was Yitzchak when he gave birth to Yankiv? 60. So how old was Yitzchak when he gave the brachas?
123.
Yeah, that we could count. 60 and 63. 123. And then Yankiv for 14 years was Tomun in the Mismedish of Aver. So how old is Yitzchak now? 137. Hello? How old did Yitzchak live? 108. 137, according to my mathematical calculation, is much more than Roiv Shinoisa of Yitzchak. So anyway, right, is Biyadua Shalayech Toit. So what's the kasha of Rashi? How did the Eibush to miyachet Shmoy Elikei Yitzchak? B'chayov, Chazal say, that Kivu Shava, Roiv Shinoisa Shalodom, Lechotah Shalayech Toit. What do I need another answer for? You should have been a dentist. You look probably too well. So the answer is brought in Sfor. And that will answer your kasha also. Hello? Yes? That the Zohar HaKadosh says that even if a person beruim hamadrigas, and he's not chayich, but you said in the Zohar HaKadosh, a person goes in a mokim mesuyim, in a zman mesuyim, out in the street, even bo'ir, there could be a ruach hatuma, and that ruach hatuma grabs hold of him, and the mocking is goyrem hashpo ro atuma on the person, and now he becomes susceptible to sin. Right? And that's what this forum notation, when it says that Yoichanan Koyen Gogol, for 80 years, he was meshamish b'ru gedayl, which I would imagine is also more than half his lifespan. Right? And he went into the Kodesh Kodoshim, Yom HaKodesh, and the Chodom Yom Gvalt. And yet, when Mesoif Nazis and Doiki, is the chura that a charaya, that a person could be nishpa from the ruach hatuma in the Rosh Hashanah, the Torah Tefillah. You with me? There's a Maisa told, awesome Maisa with the Holy Baal Shem Tov. All the Maisas of Baal Shem Tov, billions of them, are always with Alexei the Goy, with Oral, he was a Goy, with a Fruma Goy, his Olduk, he was in his religion. The Baal Shem Tov Dafka chose someone who believed in Ageshka rather than an atheist. And all this story saw miracle after every Mitzvah Shabbos, Baal Shem Tov had a Kvitz and Derech, going into it. One day, the Baal Shem Tov was going with Talmidim, and this Goy, Alexei, suddenly decides, Baal Shem Tov, Rebbe, I'm going to kill you. You want to murder the Baal Shem Tov? So Baal Shem Tov asks Rabbi, you want to murder me, Gesund Rebbe? But before I die, I'll kill Hashem, I want to wash my hands. And down the road, 5 miles down the road, there's a Mayan, there's a well. Can I please wash my hands until you die and before you kill me? Yeah, fine, it's no problem. He's a kind fellow. Probably an Englishman, I imagine. Before they kill you, they... Anyway. When they come to the Mayan down the road in the yard, somewhere in the forest, the goy like falls to the feet of the Baal Shem Tov. I don't know what happened to him. It's out of my mind. Why would I want to do such a thing after serving the Baal Shem Tov loyally, faithfully as the Balagola for so many decades? So the Baal Shem Tov told him, in this, all this you can bring the story, this particular place, I have no idea where it is, was the place that Cain murdered Hevel. First murder in human history. And therefore, it's a place which is the sugul for a tzicha, right? And therefore, this yetzer, this whatever, this mishigas of trying to, and therefore, it's not your fault. Is the charaya that a place could have a negative effect on a person? Al derech the famous taitim, tzadikim, the kodesh, the magen, the tzadikim, whatever. In Ovis, we say, p'shtayim sheyoshu ve'ein b'neyam divrei Torah. It doesn't say, hari heim leitzin, mitzad the gavra. The two Yidin are sitting, having lunch, and talking about Shtusim, is the Charaya that previously the place was used for a Moshe of Leitzim, and that has a negative hashpah on the person who comes back to this place. And we have, and there's hundreds of stories similarly. And we have a principle, an axiom, that Meruba Mida Tova Mida Puronis. Therefore, when you go to a place of Kedusha that was once used for Kedusha, this is Pasha. We have to go further. We hate to yank the Rashi. Lam nechi yitzia sadik v'ra'ir oisa. It says in all this form, there's a reshima, there's a leftover effect, a residual effect, that when a tzaddik was in the city and he was the ziva and hadora and hoy, and when he leaves the city, pono, he goes back, like it says in Pasuk and Degelus brought, that v'yisul maso, that Rashi says, Avraham Avinu went to pay back Kekofov, right? Which means there's a tzaddik comes to a place and he's affected by even makif lipora miloshim kipro arin, that you have the gilui, the revelation, that which the tzaddik zireat tzedokus that you plant, eventually it comes out, it's revealed into full view eventually. So that there is a place. Like I said in Pulsar, Vayeshev Yankiv Be'eretz Meguri Ovid. Meguri Ovid can mean the place which Yitzchok, he stored all of the Kedusha living there. I once told the story here, I'm not going to repeat it again. There were many Chassidish and Tzadikim who were scared to go to America. An issue. Even though they needed rabbinic leadership, but they would tell them to go to Lithuanian Rabbonim. The Chassidish, the first delegation came to Poland. Don't go to Lita. And you find that they took Rabbi Yosef as the chief rabbi of New York. Because the Chassidish was scared to go to a place that they weren't Doris HaKadmonim of Tzadikim, who trailblazed and paved the way and planted Kedusha in a place. I once told the story, the Rebbe Shmelk of Nikolsburg came to Krakow, and he gave a drasha in the old shul in Krakow, and immediately he was margish that in this shul, the Rosh, when he was expelled from Spain, he gave a drasha in the same shul. And hundreds of years later, he could be margished, and so is told numerous stories of tzaddikim of all kinds, that when they came to a place that a tzaddik davened, or a tzaddik was put, whatever, you could feel the residue of Kedusha. As the Tzaddik Shlomo famously says, saying Pirkei Avos in the 6th chapter, one of the mailis of a person who learns Torah Lishma is Misameach es Amokim, Misameach es Abrius. He brings Simcha to a place because there's always a Rishim of the activities of a Tzad. Remember the Tzlach says. The word from the Tzlach. The Gemara says, Hakivei Amokim L'Tfilosoi, Elikei Avram Be'ezroi. Right? Why should a person have a kviyas mokim l'tvila? Because once you prayed once, there's already a kedusha, which is nikva in the place, and then in the future, whenever you go back to the very same place, you could tap in the reservoir of kedusha that was nizra in that place. Oy bar zovi, says the Tanker of. The Gemara says famously in Brachas Daf Chaf, we said this many times, that our Papa asked Abaye, Maishna Rishonim, Dizrachas Lo Nisa, U Maishna Anam, that when Mitzaveach, we cry and we beg and we plead and we fast, and the Abishah doesn't seem to pay any attention. To which Abaye answered, Rishonim, the Gamasun of Shaila, Kiddush Hashem, people of Moser Nefesh, Kiddush Hashem, right? Therefore, the Abishah answers, people. In other words, as the Mefarshim explained, you break your teva in serving the Rabbi Yisrael. Therefore, the Eibishter breaks his teva, and he's been misnagged with Kal Yisrael and Oifel of Nes. Kedua, the famous Tratt of that, Chaim, many others say, when the Eden are standing by the Yamsuf and there's no way to turn, nowhere to go, they start davening. Tofsu umus avi aviseyam biyodeyam. What does the Eibishter take to Moshe? Matitzakei. Like, now's the time for davening. Davening ben Yisrael. What's Pshat? Why should Eden daven? Because Pshat is you need a nest. And you could daven until the cows come home to roost. But the only way your tefillahs will help if you yourself break your teva. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, v'yisow, you go up to Yashiel, you keep bow, v'yamad nofesh, you're nachshem b'aminod, if you go with Pursidus nefesh, then the Eibishter pays you back from my limit of teva. Kiyotu. Oy bazoi, everyone knows, the Shem Elikim is Midas Hadin, which is the Eibishter working, Gimachia teva, which is working through nature. Shem Yuvke Vovke is that which is higher than teva. Oy bazoi Yankiv Avinu comes to the Mokim of the Akedah. And there's no greater place of Mesiras Nefesh ever in human history than the Mokim Amikdosh, where his father was Poshit Tamori, Al Kedush Shmayisburg. So now Yankiv Avinu realized, Ochein Yeish Havaye b'Mokim Hazeh. There's something in this place which I could tap into that which is L'mayla Midera Hateva. I could demand that which is Boifin of Ness. Right? And therefore, initially, Yankiv Avinu was the Goydel and the Sanusai. Yankiv Avinu was the. Is Yankiv Yankiv, he caught the who Yankiv is washing Akev. He's incredibly humble. He's Melam to Zayda Avram. Melam to my father Yitzchak. They could be Mesakin Tvilah, Shachar Tamilah. Abraniya Kotten, I'm going to make a Kviz, Ladoiris. Even should. I'm not trying to. But then, Vayivka Bamokin, why does he give a Mayriv? Because he comes to this place and he says, I can tap into the residual kedusha of my father and Zayda, and therefore he makes my l'chur l'fi kol hanal. Right, the ma'ila of the harabayis is mitzad the place. It's a place with misugul. Or oiba zoy is hadrakush l'duch vaket. The kasha becomes stronger. What the fact that Yankiv Avinu was by the gates of Chorin, and it goes all the way back. Wherever it was, to lose the Yishuayim, to whomever. Because he wants to tap into the Kedusha of Harabayas, of the Mokim Shespalu Avu Yisai. Yeah? So you already knew this whole word. So what was this? When did he say, Ochin Yesh Hashem B'Mokim Hazeh? Not when he came back, not originally. After the Cholim. So the Chura, Kumtoi is not like this. In other words, Kumtoi is that after the Cholim was this Chaddish something in Yaakov's Havona of the Inyan. That originally he was unaware of. Till now. What happened to him? What was this chadish? What was added to Yankov Avinu's understanding of the Kedushas HaMokim, that the Mokim is Goyim, that he didn't know initially, even though he was motivated to come back to this particular place? But there's something new that through this dream with the Cholim, etc., that Yankov Avinu suddenly knows. So, I haven't seen this before, but L'chura Kumtois, we just look all this for him. You see, that's what we can say, Pasha. There's a Kedushas HaMokin, which is caused, which is the consequence of the past Kedusha. And that was initially Yankov Avinu understood, this is the Mokim Shespalu Avoy Yisai HaMokim, Mesiras Nefesh, as in the above, and therefore I should appropriate the Daven there. What was this Chaddish after the Cholim was that now I could tap in not only to the Kedusha of the past, but I could tap into the Kedusha of the future. Behet. Let me just say a famous word, nothing original. The famous Gemara in Chul. You all know the Gemara. That's Tzadik Aleph. The Gemara says, "Omer Rabbi Akiva, Sha'alti es Rabban Gamliel ves Rabbi Yeshua, be'itlis shel imum right? I was walking in this marketplace. It's a market where they sell cattle. Behemoth. Right? They were going to purchase behemoths for the wedding repast, the Simchas Nisuin of the son of Rabban Gamliel, who's the Nelsi, right? And when we were there, handling with the cattle merchants, so I asked the following question. It says a pasuk in next week's parasha, Vayishlach, Vayizrach loy hashemesh. The sun rose, it shone because for Avram, the Chishemesh. What did I say? Did the sun rise only for Yankim Avinu? It rose for the whole world. The expression of the word. Shim Shakula Almanach. The sun shines for everybody. So it doesn't end. In this shackle of time, Rabbi Kiva poses this question to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua. Right? Doesn't answer. But later the Gemara said, Omer Rav Yitzchak, what's the answer? The Shemesh Sheshoka in this week's parsha. Vayifkalei Amoka and Vayolan Shem Kivar Shemesh. So Chazal say, same Gemara Chulin, that the sun set prematurely. Actually, one of the answers, many answer. That how come, we'll discuss this in a minute, how come Tfilas Arvis, the Tfil of Yankiv, who's the Bechir Sheba Ovis, is only Yerushus, Vahalacha? Al-Khur, it should have been. I can't bring it up. There's various forms. Tfilas Meirzu was chosh in all the three tfilas. Right? One of the many answers given is because Yankiv really wanted to daven in Mincha. But he missed it because the sun all of a sudden set. So he ended up davening Meir. So since his intention was not for Meir, but for Mincha, it's only whatever. But the sun, I know, set prematurely. The sun set prematurely, so the Eibishter paid him back. Vayizrach lo yashemesh. The Rabbeinu Ephraim Ibalei Vayizrach. Same letter, scramble as Vayachzer. The Eibishter restored him the hours of daylight, of sunlight, which he lost when Kiva Hashemesh prematurely. Hello, yeah, okay. Simple, open and shut gimur. By the way, that's pshat when the sun set in this week's parasha prematurely, and it rose in next week's parasha prematurely. Therefore, you understand, the Malach, the Samach Mem, tells the Malach of Esav, tells, what do you call it again? Shalchei Nikol Hashach. It's morning, I gotta sing Shir. What is the episode? I would imagine Frumi Eden always last, you know, Frumi Eden always last minute, go to the counter going to the Eretz Yisrael, you know? Always the last people to come to the plane of the Frumis. Right? Maisi. A friar guy, a shaykh, he's always there 5 hours before. So it's weird. Yeah? So imagine the Samach Mem is just going through. So he's not a last minute Charlie, right? So why is he saying, Shalcheini ki ola shachar? He should have asked that like 20 minutes ago before sunrise. Is the Karai, he was right, but now the sun rose prematurely, so he wasn't ready. Okay, I couldn't fight. The Kasha is Azoi. Right? Does it make a real difference to your life if Rabbi Akiva posed this question? Why did it say Vayizrach Loy Hashemesh, that the sun rose for Yankee when the Chuyah rose for everyone? L'mayinath Gemina that Rabbi Akiva asked this question when he's going with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua to buy cattle for the wedding repast of his son. And if it happened in a besmedrash and shul in the mikvah, L'mayinath Gemina that it was an itlus shalim. Are you with me? Question number one. Yeah. What in the world? Rabbi Gamliel is the Nasi of Kal Yisrael. Nasi Shemachal HaKvedi. What's he? You ever made chassidus Baruch Hashem? You made chassidus for your kids, your grandchildren? Yeah? You go to the marketplace to buy, you go to the butcher shop, you call a caterer, and you say, I want a chassid of 500 guests, and the guy buys the meat. I got it. And I'm the Nasi, Rabbi Gamliel had a ribuy avodim. He got to go with Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. I got into mishpachas. The Metzidoli Torah is going to buy behemoths for the wedding, right? Nachazach. The pasuk says Yankov Avinu had this epic struggle with the Samach Mem, the Malach of Esav. Says Gosh. Then it says Vayizrach Le Hashem, Meshkaru Over as Penuel, Kegov Penuel, right? And then it says Al Kein Le Yoichru Ben Yisrael, Gidan Noshel, Blah 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 Blah. Why doesn't the fact that Eden don't eat the hindquarter, the sinew, because taka yerif yanku beyavki imay, that should have been said in situ right away when there's this battle between the Samach Mem and the Eimalach of Esav and Yankovinu, and he was seleal yerecha, he was handicapped, he was crippled, he was wounded. Therefore, Jews don't eat to get a notion. You don't say a word at the time. Afterwards, the Vayizrach Hashemesh, the rays of the sun heal. Yankev mitamal instead of Giranosh. It's in the wrong place. We don't. And this is look at the lashon of the Chinuch. Mitzvah Beitz Mishar Shei Mitzvah Zu Kedeshi Remez Lo Yisro Shafal Pishi Yizbalu Tzoris Rabbis Begolius Miara Umayis Miara Bleizu. Even though Yidden will suffer grievously in Golus. Whatever happens, Yidden will survive and flourish. The Redeemer will come, redeem us from our right. If you keep this mitzvah of Kiran Noshe, it'll always remind us that Yamdu Bemunosum, which is the cost of the Oilam, Yidden will retain their faith. In the Eibishter Kamesha, but Sinu Ba'ov, Shazarcha Loyashemesh Lirapaisai, right? The Noisha Minatzar, just like Yankiv was healed from his wound, and he was saved from the Tzora, Cain Yizrach Lenu Hashemesh al Moshiach, Vyapainu Mitzareinu Vigalainu, Ome Bemherimi. Kumt Uis the Nitzel Giranosh, yet not as the Koran of the wound, the past, the handicap. It's a wound that even after all the tzoras, it was a le'al yerechai, that Yerebish will redeem us. And that's pshat. B'chal, Rashi says, there are times in life when Yankee wants to go further, and there's a kuisel in front of you. Everything is black. And you don't know me'ayin yovi ezri. Where's my Yeshua coming from? And you don't know. The Chazal are telling us that just like there was the Sheshoka Chama Sheloiba Inosa, sometimes in a person's life, privately, collectively, communally, there's a sunset. Well, which symbolizes all the Torahs of Kal Yisrael. Sheloiba Inosa is premature. So you think it's Gefelich, right? Oh, but what does the Chazal say to Gemara Gittin? That the Eitztaka Asalan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we went into Galus prematurely, 2 years before the Vinishanta. Right, we were supposed to be 800. We had the gematria 852, and we went out after 850 years. And because of that, the rest of the pasuk wasn't mekuyim. So just like there was the shock Hashemesh aloy b'inosa prematurely, so to the Eibush to Vayizrach Hashemesh, he could bring the geula and bring the Yeshua and bring the refuah, whatever. Also shaloy b'inosa before the right time. Oy bazoy, I've discussed many, many times. The Mashkiach speaks about Arichas Niflo, other form. When we have this great debate between these two personalities, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, and Rabbi Gamliel the Nasi says it's Chuyv, and this Talmud, Oysed Talmud, doesn't say who it is. He stirs up this whole controversy, which leads to Rabbi Gamliel humiliating Rabbi Yeshua in public. And a ganze coup d'etat, they throw off Rabbi Gamliel as the Nosi. And instead they appoint Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. And then they make up. And then, whatever. Shabbos Shomir, right? Then the Gemara Fiyatoyis, who was this Talmud? Who is the stir? Who said to Rabbi Yeshua, to the Arab Shustachoyim, he said, Rishus, then he goes to Rabbi Gamliel, and he said, but Rabbi Yeshua holds it to Rishus. So, yeah, who stirred this? Rabbi Shimon Yechoy. Rabbi Shimon Yechoy, yeah. Nasa Odom Nema Bavarecha. He's the story of course. Bachlik to the Bichatolim with the Yechama Mar Misholim Boilum. Hello, yeah. And I explained many times. I read the whole vort, but the vort. Vikuntus that Tfilas Arvis, which is the Tfil of Yankov Bichir Shavavis, is only Rishus. That's halacha. And then we pass in Kfar Kavua Chayva. Did they call yourself that? What's this Kfar Kavua? And then there's a Zohar called the whole Shach, which I ain't coming to you, that even among the Omer that feels Arvis is Rishus, or Leil Shabbos, feels Arvis is Chuyv, but Leil Shabbos. And we discussed many times, discussed in the past, Meil you hold the man the Omer that feels connected, Karbonus Tiknu. So since Meir is only connected, Ivorim, Pdorim, Shalinus Aklu, and therefore it's what, it's only a B'diovat situation, the Churik Anim, or Zeriz of Aim, which should be done, Chuyv, Mitzvah, B'Shaitai. So I understand, Meir is only connected, Ivorim, Pdorim, B'diovat, Rishus. Aber if you hold them on the Omer, that feel us arvus, because we're going to call the Tiknum. And the end is from the Gemara, Pashtus HaGemara is the match that both are true. So why should feel arvus be Rishus? And then Friday night is Chayva, what's going on here? So we explained many times. The three tefillahs, Keneged Avram, Yitzhak, and Yankiv, are Keneged the three Bote Mikdash. Like Avram Shikari Har, Elif Yankiv Shikari Leib Bais. And the average Jew, Rabbi Yeshua, who looked at the average, what I call the Jew in the pew, you could relate to, easy to relate to something which is part of your experience, part of your history, part of your past, part of your culture. But something which hasn't yet happened, which you're in the, literally in the dark about, it's very hard to make the third base HaMikdash the tefillah of Ma'ir v'Chayvuk. I haven't seen it. I don't know what you're talking about. Third base HaMikdash, the Chayin le'ras, the Kimzul Asech, the Yasul le'chakal. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says for the average fellow in the street, it's only Rishus. Rabbi Gamliel, when actually did Yankov Avinu daven Ma'ir? Look, I'm not going to the whole machlokes, but my Tosfos certainly learned the many Rishayim, most Rishayim. Vayifka b'mokot. What does that mean? He daven in pegilat tefillah. Then by Yonjam, why Kibba Hashemesh? Kuntais, when did Yankov Avinu daven Ma'ir?
Before
Nacht. After daven Ma'ir, right? Meilu l'shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Well, Chomim that feels that Minchara Erev and Ma'ir was only after Tesek Chovim. Kuntais, Yankov Avinu daven in when it's light, and we daven Ma'ir when it's dark. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't work really out because it was 2 hours before Tesek Chovim and before Plag HaMincha. So the answer to the passage is Yankiv Avinu, the Goydel Madrigos, he was able to daven Ma'ariv in the light when it's lichtig. He saw it. He experienced it. He tapped in not only to the past, but he was able to tap into the future. That's a gewaltige Madrig. Right? Rabbi Gamliel is who? He's the Nasi. What does Nasi stand for? I said 1,000 times. Nitzutzei Shel Yankiv Avinu. He's from the royal family of Hillel. Right? Like Rebbe holds that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, no fasting. Why? Because it's al derech. The Gemara said, "Noilid ben zochel mirushpacha in the srapikol." He already sees the. That's the madrega of Yankov Avinu. Who's else is on that madrega? Rashbi, Rabbi Yechai beKodesh Hakodashim. The little parish that brings the Pelacharim from the Balatanya, that parish in the Shambas, like Rashi Rabbi Yechai, never was a Chur. That's why I told the story many times that when Rav Ram Halevi from the Gedolei Guri Arizal, when he said Nachem in Meiron before like Boimer, the Rav Shmuel Yechai came to the Arizal and said, "Soon you'll need a Nechama." He lost his door in the Nechama. It's actually because by Rashbi there never was a Chur. I always say the story with the Satmarov. When they asked him, "Are you allowed to dance?" It was Hey Av was the yard site of the Arizal, and from Meiron they went to from Tzfas they went to Meiron. It's only down the road, right? And they asked him, one of the Kubolim, asked the Satmarov, the Vriyoil, "Are you allowed to dance? Because usually you dance by Yechoy in Meiron." And he said, "By Rishir by Yechoy is Oyz v'Chedva b'Mekoy. It's only joy. There never was a Chur. It's the same word." Oy Bazoy, Rashbi was the one who wanted Meir that they should pass in Dalochas like Rabbi Gamliel, that feel as Arvis is Chayva. But Talocha is because for the average person can't tap into it. Except for when? Shabbos. Says Rav Tzadok HaKoyin in Pritzadik, over Bizman HaZeh, Kal Yisrael was Kiveya, Ma'ariv to be a Chayva. Because as you come closer to Mashiach, that every Jew is able to tap in to that light. Okay? That's Bakdom. Now, what's a Chasra all about? A wedding. So everyone knows the famous Kedushas Levi in Likutim, who says every chasana is a hachana, is a preparation to go. You don't got to be a genius to work it out. You call him Sameach, Chasana, Chasana, Kala, it's Gilu Bona, Echad, Michurvus, Yishalayim, how many Pesukim there are in the Vim? Kim Sois, Chasana, Al Kala, Yosalayim, Chalik, the whole, the words of Yishayo are based that the chasana here is a preparation for the chasana between Kutchabrichu, Shchinte, Kutchabrichu, Gaz, Yisrael, Bechul, Bechul. Right? That's why the brachas say tosses the sugal akar mehiri shamak bari huda chutz shulayim etc etc, because every chasana like every Shabbos is also me'ain olam. Okay, I'll give you an example. There's an ansat arizal. The arizal says there's gimel oiris, three levels of like whatever. I don't know who it's talking about. There's gimel oiris in this galah in the world. Says the emes to get it ever. Therefore the pasuk says v'hu kechasan yoytim yehu pasoi. Yosis, what's the gematria of Yosis in Makoil? 621, which is 3 times Oyer. because every chasen yitzchak chasen comes to the light of the gulasit. Therefore, there's a word from the Avos Yisrael. I've said this in the past. David HaMelech says, "Bini im chacham libcho, chacham is Rosh Tevis, misamei achosin kala, yismach libi gam oni, yismach scramble the letters, you get the word Mashiach." Because every chasen is connected to gul. The fi zeh is pshat in the Gemara. I said this before, I think. A hair-raising Gemara in the Dorum Dafnun. The Gemara says that Rebbe over hilula l'Rav Shimon b'Rebbe. He made a chasen for his son Rav Shimon. He invited the whole world. He didn't invite Bar Kapur. So Bar Kapur was, you know, Bar Kapur was like his Talmud, one of the Talmud, the Mufhokim of Rebbe, throughout Chas. And he was, I would imagine, you remember, he was not over the moon. Everyone's invited. And Mik Bar Kapur, Talmud Muvik is not invited. So Omar Lay, so Bar Kapur tells Rebbe, In lo ovei ritsoyne kach. If this is the way the Abisha treats Oyvir Ritzoyne, the Oyvir Ritzoyne Alachas Kamakam. Hello? So what did Rebbe do? He sent him an invitation, and I told the postman, he sent him an invitation. Yeah? So Bar Kapur now turns to Rebbe after he gets the Hasmona in the mail, and oh, Im the Oyvir Ritzoyne Ba'ilam Azaz Kach, the Oyvir Ritzoyne Ba'ilam Havala. Hello? Are you with me? Are you talking to Rabbi Huda Hanlosi, the author of the Mishnah? Not that one. What's going on here? And why did Rebbe not invite Bar Kapur? We had too many guests to Shvigah. Well, what's going on? Says Rashi. Well, Rashi says, Lo azmeh Bar Kapur, the fi shehoya ish batchen. He was a batchen, a joker, like a jester. Shema yase shun dover. He'll make jokes, there'll be levity. Can't have that at Rebbe's chasidim. Didn't invite him. And therefore, you have to invite people to a chasid. You can only have how much does the zal take? How many people can fit in the hall? So you have to, people you can't invite everybody. I'm not talking to you the rest of my life. I'll go to the grave. I'll go. Oh, shit. Right? Bar Kapur is such a claim mentioned that he gets so unready. And you find the Gemara where you cut this after Zion. He was making the Zifa class. And you know when Rebbe was mocking him for far less. Says the child in Shulvish was Yaiva. Chas for Shalom. Not even Ulala Das. What went on here? This is the Gemara in Makkas. Everyone knows. The end of the Sefer Makkas. That Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Kiva was right, all going, and they hear the Kalamina Shalroimi, 120 mil. And Rabbi, and they're all crying, and Rabbi Kiva is laughing. What's he laughing about? Im la oivir ritzoyne kach la oisir ritzoyne kach. Who said this? Rabbi Kiva. So when the Gemara says, "Also the oldam she amalde pivschoik ba'ilam azeh," and so is paskin shulchan aruch, but all zimol is choik binu, right? If you look at the Taz al asar shulchan aruch, it means even by a simcha shul mitzvah. That's how Rebbe paskin. So therefore, inviting a bar kapora a batchin, I'm scared. There'll be too much levity, too much kalus here. So what did bar kapora tell him? I hold like Rabbi Akiva. If Rebbe was mad after Churban Habayis and Rome is in the ascendancy, Kal Yisrael is beduchen gold. Or im la oivre ritzoin, I'm like Rebbe Kiva was masachik because la oivre ritzoin ala kamo vakamo. Therefore, your life. And moreover, said that once the Bardichever said that every Simchas Nisuin is a chelek, is the scarvus of Geula. Therefore, it's part of the ozimol is chaykpinu, and therefore you're allowed to laugh at a chasm, you have to be joyous at a chasm. Now, the Gemara says the Kiddush Nefem Aleph. We all know the Gemara. Mitzvah, Ish, Mekadesh, Boyu, B'Shluch. It says the Gemara, you can Mekadesh to a Shliach. Right? Like in my shul, they have like 4 years before the Chassidah, they already booked a date in the shul. Right? Fine. Great. Right? But you didn't know that Manchester United will be playing a football game on that. The Chassidah, whatever. Right? So, despite whatever the Shvigar says, I'll set Rabbi, can I send the Shliach? Put a ring on, Harayat, Mekudesh, just deploy me. You could do that. Your Shvigar won't be happy, but yeah. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, if you can be kaddish to a shliach, why is a boy who b'shluchay? Teach you mitzvah boy, you serve me be shluch. It's better, it's preferable to mekaddish yourself, turn up yourself. Ki hagar of safra, machar chresha, and rava was malach shibut, etc., etc. So it's a principle, all mitzvahs have on the Torah. But where the Chazal use this principle, mitzvah boy, you serve me in context, nisuin, achasana, and by Achonus to Shabbos. Why do I have to go by these? Says the Mashkiach, a moiridik of work. Because we know Bizarusa de Losata, the way people act here, it's both Shabbos and Chasana. Shabbos and Eidel Haba. And Chasana, we just said before, is Tutufikim Soyuz Chasana Kal Yosel Echelikut. Right? So, who do you want to redeem Kal Yisro? The Gemara says, Peduye Hashem, Yeshuvun Vele Peduye Meshvar. We have to come up with the Gemara. Ashrecha Yisrael Mika Moicha Am Noisha Bashem. In this world, you're redeemed by human beings, Basav Adam, Moish and Aaron, from Mitzrayim, Barak and Dvaira, from Sisera. The Asidlovoi, who will redeem us? Yisrael Noisha Bashem. A human being, regardless how great you are, it's temporary, or Basav Adam. And therefore it has an end to it. Yisrael Noisha Bashem, that is true, that is permanent. So since I want that the Kiddushin, what I do down here, should hurry up the Abishter's Geula, I want to do it personally. Therefore, when it comes to Achonis of Shabbos, however big the Rabbis come in, but you yourself are Malach Shibuta, and when it comes to a Chassid, Rabbi Gamliel Denossi with 3 billion Avodim, and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva go personally to go and buy the Achonis for the Chassid, because that is Ma'ir Lamaila, befrat by Tadigim, right? That the Abish, the Bechvein of Atzim will come and be Goyal Chal Yisrael. And the lesson to be learned is sometimes in life, Vayifka Bamokim, so Chazal say, Nasa Ulam Kulay Kimin Kuisalifon. The whole world becomes a wool. And I don't know, may I in Yavay, as Vigeich, we gotta go out of here. And I don't see the Yeshua, and I don't see the Pitor. But what is Rabbi Akiva, Sheet of Rabbi Akiva, called the Gemara Brachas, called Mada of Rachmana, Lakav, the famous story with his donkey and his. Okay, I'm not trying to elaborate. In other words, in life, the pasuk says, you don't see for ois the Yeshua. Over achoyre, limafreya, your zoicha, and you see how all the things which are part of the tzora, and you tearing your hair out by ayin yovi ezri, ultimately was part of the Yeshua. And if you ate the shoka chama shalei by nasa, his pilot should be neshatem, and will lead to the vayyizach. And this applies to, I have no time to elaborate. This. And this is the Indian, Yankov Avinu says, V'hoya Hashem lila likim. And you'll see that, says Rashi, She'yichol Shmoy, Mitchila v'atsoifoy, V'lo she'imotze psul bizar. What's Mitchila? Laila, She'yichol Shmoy, Laila. Watch it, there's two, three types, I've said many times, there's at matzah, which is Michla, Ne'emenus, bread of faith. How many matzahs do you have at your Seder? Three. Why three? Because there's three types of amunah. There's amunah in the past, in the historical historicity of past events. There's amunah in the future. Over which is the ikur matzah, the one you make? I've said this a lot, many times, if you have cost in this word, a thousand different ways. Which is the ikur matzah that you have sequences with Triumph Lechem, Triumph Lechem, Triumph Lechem, you make yachat, the middle matzah. Because the ikur shverakai is the wati amunah behoivim. The Iker is Sheyachol Shmoy, the Abish is Hoya Hoya Viyah, right? Not just in the past and the future. Mitchilo Va'atzlif, the Dafka Vitzikva Eitan and Golos, when things are dark, I don't know my Ayin of Ezri, there I have a moon of Abish. And since the Ramban says in Parshas Nitzovim on the Pasuk, Vayesh Bechem, Shoyer Peirosh Velana, says in Ramban a famous line, Call me shall I hear Avay the Zora Lo Yoilid Moidabo. If a person in the Tata, the Taka Amuna Tzrufa, then there won't be Taka Kfir and Minas by the Indigo. Right? Asher Alken, Yankov Avinu says, Santa Zat, the Vina Rav says, Yankov Avinu tells Lavan, right? Evotcha Sheva Shonim Barachel Bidah. I worked 7 years for Rachel. The Brain Bechayr made him ask, 7 years is a long time, you know? Why did Yaakov put himself in such a shver matzav? So he tells Levin Rav, and it's a very ridiculous story. Everyone knows, why was Rabbeinu Yitzchok Zoyche to have a son called Rashi? Very ridiculous. He had Azah Evin Toiv, which is worth fortune. And the Goy of the Nazarim wanted to buy it for their base Tiflin. And Bishu Oifin, he wouldn't sell it, but Chalhoin the Alp. They lured him into a ship, went into the sea, and they said, if you don't give us the Evin Toiv, the diamond, whatever, we'll throw you over. Without batting an eye, he took the diamond and threw it into the sea. I don't have time anymore. At that moment, a baskel came into the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yitzchak, that because of your mysterious nefesh, l'chvedi yisborech, you're going to have a child, Rashi is called Rabban Shel Yisrael, who will be Meir Eine Yisrael at Seif Kolodir. Okay. or it's brought and say that Adoyrus, that Rashi HaKodesh, when he turned 33, he went into Gullus for 7 years. From 33 to 40, he left France, went to Germany. Why? To mechaper on the pagam of his father, who, although he threw away the stone in the sea, in vater kol in the alma, the man clearly is worth. Or he had not harata, but he had he felt bad that he lost the money. It was worth fortunes. He could have lived the rest of his life in royalty, and he lost the money. He said that doesn't fadrist. It bothered him. So the fact that he had Agbas Nefesh from the act is he felt in the shlemus of the Kima Mitzvah, and Rashi went into Gullah 7 years to get rid of that. Why we should throw the stone in the sea, right? But it shouldn't be any pagam. So the Vina Rav says, that's why Yankiv Avinu also worked for 7 years, right? Because he was scared that he, initially when he was going, and he was kvetching and groaning and moaning, why is it that Esau wants to kill me, and Eliphaz came running afterwards, and I have no thing, and I'm going to be Ezra. To mechaper for that one hearer, until he realized, going back to, I just wanted to answer, or is it? Initially Yankiv Avinu saw, right? He knows you could tap into the over. But now he comes and he taps into the kedusha of the bayis, basically kayanim, and he says, "Och inish havayi b'makim hazeh." There's a famous rule in life, and I'm not going to elaborate. Tzaden kamoinim, zoyar chodesh b'im, zoyar chodesh. Everything with bereishis, everything is created with shem elokim. We have tzaden, right? Except for heaven and earth. The difference is anything which is fleeting, transitory, impermanent, you say elokim. Anything which is kayim l'ol me'ad, you say havayi hoy hoy v'vi. What so Ela told us Shemayim va'oreth? We understand why only came because Shemayim va'oreth are nitzki. As Rashi says in Parashas Nitzav, it also says by man why only came because Vayitzeh was saying Yitzirus, and a person has the neshama and they'll be tchias amesim, and therefore. So he had no time to lie, but Yankiv Avinu sees the base of Mikdash Bonui v'charo v'bonui, ain't it right? And then he says there's a base of Likim, and there's also what. The base of the kim, which is Elikim. There's also Havai, which is a Nitzri. He says, "Vanuichi lo yodoti." I didn't tap into the Anuichi, the third base of Migdash, the base of the Kiyank. But now he realized that not only is the Kedushas Harabayis mitzad the past, but now Kedushas base of Migdash is mitzad the future. And that's, I don't have to elaborate, but Evotcho, Sheva, the whole Maroch here have. One day I'll tell you that the void of Yankiv is connected to the union of Emunah. And therefore, this Derech Agav. Okay, whatever. There's a beautiful to the Hechel Baruch says, Pasuk says, Vayave Yankiv Baruchel, Sheva Shonim, Vayu Be'enov, Ki Yomim Achodim, Bavosiris. What's Pshat? What's that Yomim Achodim? Says the Kamarna in Hechel Baruch, right? Move the word. The whole time Yankiv Avinu was miyachid, the ikur yichud is Shema Yisrael, and Baruch Shem. Yichud Yilo, Yichud Yitatov, which I have no time to elaborate. Ki yomam achodim, when Yankiv Avinu, a yeshiva bachur is a yeshiva, you're learning in Baruch Baron, Gvegir, whatever, Talz Gival. Now you're going into Velt, you're getting married. But you should know this also, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echod, is part of doing the Ratzon Hashem, right? Interesting, says the Hechel Bracha, the words Vayaver Yankiv Baruchel Yom Baruchel Sheva Shonim Vayu Beinuf Kiyom Machodim Ba'avosi Oysa is Gimachu B'Mechuven Shema Yisrael Hashem Alikenu Hashem Echod Baruch Shem Kvei Mechuzel Avod, and that's connected to many other times in the past. I have no time to elaborate, but the vort is when a person realizes it's Hashem or Alikenu Midas Harachmen Midas Atev Midas Adin whatever, but there's an Eibush there. Vehini Hashem Nitzav Olav. Right? And whether it's Shabbos, whether it's a chasana, whether it's whatever, you could tap into the future in the present, then it becomes Yom HaMachodim, and everyone gets all the brachas. B'toy v'ani r'vani.
Okay.
Okay.